Well, first of all, we go back to when he got here last spring, and he was in great competition, and went through a real growth process there. And I think competition brings the best out of players, and then we got into training camp. He won the job. We start the season, and he had to learn how to be an NFL punter. And one of the things we talked about was that it's his job to keep the effectiveness of the returner, you know, under control. And I think as the season went on, I thought he got better and better with that. And I think it's evident with how we played against Chicago and how he performed against Chicago with 16 punts in two ball games with the effectiveness of Hester. But I think he's also learned to deal with the weather elements that we've got in Green Bay. And fortunately, in the Super Bowl, we've got a controlled environment, so I expect him to be good in that game.
Sean, when you talk about how he had to learn to become an NFL punter, what are some of the biggest things that when they come out of college, that you have the mechanics and techniques that you have to work on?
I'll tell you, the first thing is the football. The footballs are guarded, and by design, they're tried to be made exactly the same. And they rotate throughout the game, and you start with one ball. I think back in the old days, guys would fix the footballs up to fly a little better. But that's a big deal. It's slicker most of the time, and it travels a little bit differently. We play a lot of games in the NFL toward the latter part of the season when the weather's really an issue. In college, most of the seasons are over, with the exception of the bowl game, by mid-November. And so playing in December and January is definitely an issue for a kicker or a punter. And those things, as well as just the skill level, the pressure that comes from the punt rushes and then the talent of the returners, it's all different. I'm not surprised at all. Jeremy, I thought, was always very diligent in his work. He was a young guy, and I think he was learning. And my watching him on tape with the Steelers here at the latter part of the season, I think he's improved, and I'm not surprised at all. I think he looks pretty effective. I thought he's done a good job. He looks like he's much improved with his punts going in, and that's an important punt because of field position.
You mentioned a controlled environment. The dome will be closed, but one of the unique aspects of that stadium is the giant scoreboard, which, as you know, much was made of when it opened up a couple years ago with punters. Will there be any discussion about that going into this game?
Well, there'll be a discussion about it. We will identify whether or not it's an issue. We have the opportunity to go in the stadium prior to the game and actually kick. We typically punt the ball toward the sideline, and that thing's right down the middle, so I don't know if it's going to affect us much.
How much work do you get in there, do you know?
We'll have an opportunity to go in and for a short period of time and punt for a day, and which will be enough for the guys to get a little bit acclimated. And, of course, we've got the pregame opportunity also.
Senator, early in the season, when Tim was struggling a little bit, Mike came in there a couple times and said, you know, he absolutely has to improve. Was there ever a point where you guys were considering or at least talking about making a change, or did it ever get to that?
Well, that's not my job at that point. It's my job as the coach to get the player to perform. Tim and I worked hard to continue to improve. He did it, and I think it's a non-story now.
What about the decision to use James Starks as kick return?
Well, we are looking to put the most effective guy on the field, and that's where it begins. He's a talented young man running with the football. I think he has done some good things. I think that there's some things he needs to do better. And as we move forward, we've used a number of guys in our kickoff return, and we'll approach this game with more than one guy being prepared to play in the game.
John, I think Tim was signed about this time last year, and he had said that before that he was tutoring students at Kentucky, you know, 20 hours a week. Can you appreciate the fact that I think everybody thinks, you know, pro athletes are all instant millionaires or whatever, but just the work he put in and where he's at now?
Absolutely. The path that a lot of kickers take to the NFL, punters and kickers, is sometimes not defined until after they do it. Tim was here in August, had a good workout, so he was on the top of our minds once we finished the season and looking at improving at the position. We had a conversation at the time that he signed, and we talked about the things he needed to do. I was very well aware of him coming out of college. Actually, I was on the field at the combine when he was down there with his work out there, and knew quite a bit about him studying his college days as well. So we started off that way, and then he just put it all together throughout this year to get to where he is now.
Sean, going back to the productive term thought process, I mean, you were pretty excited about Shields and kind of showing some flashes. I guess I'm just wondering what changed.
I don't know that anything's changed. Sam prepares every week to be one of our kickoff returners. Here recently, we've gone with James. Part of that was because of the weather, and we wanted the big body catching the ball and getting north and south. But Sam is very much a part of our return game. He's an explosive player, and he is getting better. I think he improves all the time. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him catch a ball and return it for a touchdown. That's been the history here. I'd love to see it in the game.
Sean, what's the kind of the collective confidence of the units you work with? Obviously, you have them, you know, a period in practice all the time, and it seems as the season went along, they played with more confidence. How would you describe it?
I think there's a karma that's been built. I think part of it is Tim's effectiveness as a punter. He's continued to get better with his placement, his hang times, and ball positions. I think our players have gain confidence in being able to go to a specific point on the field. We've added some guys throughout the season that have come in and been impactful with us in special teams, and as a group, it's grown. And success has a tendency to breed success.
How much work did you do with Tim Dick as far as shortening his steps and putting his good off time? Was that quite a bit of work, or was he pretty
well, first of all, Tim is fundamentally sound in that he is his mechanics are really in a straight line, and that's an excellent starting point. And one of the things that we did is to compact his footwork into the kick, and that, in my opinion, helps the guy stay most consistent. And that's what he's done.
Was that just a little bit of work? Was it a significant amount, or was he?
It's a process. It's a continuing process. I think that it's something that when you go to work your skill, that's the thought process, is to stay compact, stay straight, try to match the ball on the foot, and that's something that he continuously works on. He's gotten pretty good with it.
It's oftentimes overlooked, but what type of a weapon is Jared Bush when it seems like he downed the punt at the 3 the other day, and it always seems like he's in position to swing field advantage in your way?
Jared's been impactful as a cover man. He has been for a while, for a number of years for us, and we put him in some positions, particularly inside in our kickoff team, to be impactful. He's hard to block. Outside, he's strong. He's got enough length and size. He's hard for a corner to play him one-on-one, and he actually will beat a double team at times, and he's been very productive here lately. With helping down the ball inside the 20 and inside the 10 in some cases.
Was it ever maddening to you, Sean, that for a while it seemed like he got a lot of flags thrown his way? It doesn't seem that way anymore. And did you pull him aside and have a moment with him?
Yes, we did. Jared brings the qualities you want in a game. He's extremely tough, and he's put together like a piano wire, and he's ready to jump and go. And he has learned to control that and play within the rules of the game. And I credit him because we did have that conversation. One of the things we needed to do was improve with the number of penalties that we've had on special teams. And he had gotten a bunch of them because, number one, he played a lot of plays, and he had made a lot of plays, but he was highly combative, and sometimes he got a little over the line. But to his credit, he's done well this year.
How do you like Nasty's mental approach to the game? Is he pretty even keeled?
I think he is very even keeled. He doesn't go up and down with the rhythm of the game. He stays pretty true to what his mission is, and I think it's evident in some of the situations that he's been in as this season has gone on.
The last time this franchise won the Super Bowl, special teams obviously played a huge role. Desmond Howard at the kickoff return for a touchdown. Any chance that'll come up in the next 10 days, or is that just nostalgia for fans and the media?
Oh, there's absolutely a chance. You know, our special teams were very instrumental in us getting in the playoffs, first of all, and I think what you saw in Chicago the other day with the performance with our punt team was a factor in that ball game. And I expect us to be a factor in the game against the Steelers.
I guess it's a teaching tool to your guys, just saying, you know, everyone knows special teams. Everyone that works in your unit or units knows how big it is, but maybe just to underscore that it was a game-changing moment in that Super Bowl.
That's awesome. And that's a feel-good story. It's a great story to, I'm glad it happened with us because it's something, yeah, we can talk about that. Hey, we've done that before. This organization's done that before. But I think one of the things that makes our team unique is that we're going into this game with a game mindset. The event is one thing, and we'll deal with that. But we're going to prepare and be focused and line up between the lines and play the game. And we're going to play it the best we can play it. And at the end of the game, we'll see what happens.
Kind of following up on that, Sean, a lot of the talk has been about kind of special teams defense, I guess. You popped a few returns, but what's preventing them from getting offensively better field position on returns and kickoffs, or punts and kickoffs?
I don't quite understand your question. Say it again.
What's keeping from getting more productive kick or punt returns when you're getting the ball back? They've popped a couple, but I'm sure you're looking for more. Is there anything there in the blocking scheme or return scheme?
Well, I think realistically, you've got some guys, when you look at Devin Hester, you think he returns every ball for a big gain or score, and that's not the case. The field gets smaller because the athletes are so fast. And then when you get a guy that makes a unique play, he may break the coverage and come up with a big gain. You know, we did it against Chicago. We had two. We had a kickoff return. It was outside the 40 and had a long punt return. We need to get another one. We're always pressing that envelope to try to get that, and if we get the ball kicked correctly to us and get the blocks made, it'll happen. It's not a constant thing that there's going to be a big return in every ball game.
Sean, I can think of three or four games in this season where on kick coverage, you get down the field, and your kick coverage team puts on a big hit, sets the tone, maybe sets your opponent deep in their territory. Is there a fine line between those guys flying around and being assignment sure on that opening play?
Absolutely. I think that guys take chances. When they take chances, big things are going to happen, either for or against. I think it's important, particularly with what's on the line with this ball game, that we play fundamentally sound. I think we've learned to do that. We have played a number of different players together. When guys play beside one another for several games in a row, they start to build continuity, and hopefully we've gotten that.
Steelers tried an onside kick against you the last time you played them. Do you keep that in the back of your mind, or is that ancient history?
No, that's always in the back of our mind. We special teams coaches are a little different, and we have a library on one another. And Al Everest has been a very good special teams coach, and he wasn't there last year, but I'm sure he's aware of some of the things we've done, and we'll keep that in mind. Coach Tomlin made that call, and we will be prepared for that. We are all the time. One of the things you have to do is football is a chess match, and the kickoff return play is no different. You may have five guys on the front. You may have seven guys on the front line. It's how you want to deploy your troops to give you the advantage, and clearly if we feel like it's an onside kick situation, we would lean toward having more guys there.
You guys are a Texas guy. Would it be to go back to play this game down there?
Oh, it's awesome. It's really neat. The emotion of it, you asked that question, and I can remember growing up, and I was a Cowboys fan growing up, and watching their success during my childhood, and then watching Super Bowls after that, particularly as I became a coach. It was something I always wanted to do. To be able to go do it in Dallas, Texas means a lot.
Obviously, you guys have had a lot of injuries that have probably affected the composition of your special teams, but what trepidation is there about having a starting corner like Tremont Wiggins be the primary punt returner?
Well, it's something we decided as an organization going into this season. We were going to use Tremont in that role. Going back a couple years, we've had Charles Woodson in that role. It's something that we decided to do. I think it's a calculated risk. We trust Tremont in his ability, number one, to fill the ball, because that's what that play is all about. Tremont's got enough skill to make yardage if we get the opportunity.
You were asked about the Steelers' onside kick. I'm wondering if you remember what your thoughts were watching the Super Bowl last year when they started the second half with an onside kick.
I thought it was a great play. I think that pulling the trigger on that coming out of halftime was it's all in. I mean, when you get to this point, I mean, we've been playing football for a long time. We've been practicing, coaching, playing for a long time, and it's all in. And so anything can happen. Super Bowls, there have been some great plays that have happened in that game. I think that's one of them, and it definitely had an influence on the outcome of that ball game.
Do you think Mason is sharp right now? He hasn't had a whole lot of work in the playoffs. Or do you think he is coming into this game?
He's sharp, yeah. I mean, because of his body of work all the way to this point for the year. He's done a good job of keeping his core strength up. And we're very conscious of the number of reps that we take during the week. We'll do that as we go through the next 2 weeks, you know, practicing here and then down in Dallas. And he'll be ready. He'll be at his best.